the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Americans concerned there'll be a government shutdown on Friday, but the White House spokesman says of top administration officials,
they feel very confident that won't happen.
And word is President Trump is ready to back down a bit when it comes to getting funding for his border wall right away, as we hear from Tom Roberts.
In a meeting with conservative news outlets Monday, the president said the fight over paying for the wall along the border with Mexico can wait until September. Funding for the wall is at the center of a battle between Democrats and Republicans in Congress that could cause a government shutdown this week. The federal government runs out of money at week's end if a funding extension isn't passed.
All 100 U.S. senators will meet at the White House tomorrow for a briefing on North Korea to be conducted by top intelligence and defense officials. Former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Agriculture. This is USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to OrderZona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or OrderZona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
The U.S. is imposing additional sanctions on Syria following that recent chemical attack on its citizens.
OFAC is sanctioning 271 employees of Syria's Scientific Studies and Research Center.
That's Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin, who says it's part of a broad effort to hold the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad accountable for using chemical weapons in violation of international agreements.
What's been going on while I've been gone?
Former President Barack Obama appears yesterday saying he wants to help prepare the next generation of leaders in America.
Are there ways in which we can knock down some of the barriers that are discouraging young people about a life of service?
In his first public appearance since leaving office, Obama hosted a town hall-style meeting with young people in Chicago, expressing regrets about the divisive nature of American politics, saying that makes many people cynical, prompting them to get discouraged and be uninvolved. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A mistrial declared in a case against supporters of Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy. The Las Vegas jury yesterday returned convictions on two of the six men on trial, but said they were hopelessly deadlocked on the other four. The judge asking them to take one last stab at coming to an agreement, but it turned out to be fruitless. A new trial date's been set for late June. Prosecutors say the six men faced charges of using weapons in a 2014 standoff. Agents from the Bureau of Land Management had clashed with Cliven Bundy's supporters near his ranch just outside Las Vegas. Defense lawyers contend the defendants were simply exercising their constitutional rights. Two groups are suing UC Berkeley, claiming a violation of their free speech rights when the school canceled an appearance by Ann Coulter. Here's Lisa Campbell.
The conservative commentator was scheduled to speak on April 27th, but concerns over possible violent protest led the school to postpone Ann Coulter's appearance to May 2nd. The Young Americas Foundation and Berkeley College Republicans had invited the right-wing conservative to visit the university and speak. They claimed their constitutional rights were violated because of what they they call a vague university policy to restrict free speech by speakers who espouse conservative viewpoints.
And 92-year-old former President George H.W. Bush will be staying in a hospital for a few more days, as doctors say he's in good spirits, but they want to keep him there as he battles a mild case of pneumonia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Time is 10:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. 52 degrees, overcast skies, 100% chance of precipitation today. Rain will continue. It is April 25th, 2017, and Weather Underground says it'll be rain mainly this afternoon. Rain may be heavy at times this afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Chance of rain near 100%. Rain and patchy fog after midnight near steady temperatures in the 50s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 100%. Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers tomorrow. Highs in the 60s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Patchy fog in the morning on Thursday, mid-70s. Mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in lower 80s on Friday. Partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy in lower 80s on Saturday. Partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms in lower 80s on Sunday. The temperatures in our area, 52 in Raritan, 52 in East Amwell, 52 in Kingwood, 51 in Frenchtown, 54 Phillipsburg, 50 in Highbridge, 50 in Tewksbury, 54 in Asbury. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Stay tuned for Tech Today in just a moment.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
to Tech Today on 100ChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I'm the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never seems to have enough time to improve his or her business. And we do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that businesses, consumers, be they seeking solutions for business or personal use, can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on topics about technology. Segments could include latest news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. Phone number here in the studio, 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside of the show, bluepantherbiz.com. Well, welcome to another edition of Tech Today on huntingchamberradio.com. It's April 25th, and we have lots of things going on in technology news that we need to get you informed about. First one is good old Samsung. Got their phones out there on the 21st, and they're already making some quick changes to fix things up. So it's Samsung is fixing Galaxy S8 display just days after its launch. Some users of Samsung's new Galaxy S8 smartphone are seeing red, literally. The company is issuing new software for the S8 after customers complained of red-tinted display screens. The update comes just days after Samsung launched its flagship phone in the U.S. and South Korea. Samsung says users already had the ability to modify the color settings to adjust for natural variations in displays, but a rush of complaints appear to have prompted the company to provide a fix. Samsung has listened to feedback and has decided to release a software update starting this week, which will provide customers with a further enhanced ability to adjust the color setting to their preference, it said in a statement. That explanation didn't satisfy Lee Youngson, a graduate student based in Seoul. He says, quote, "I'm not a professional in the field, but I'm not sure the problem is all about the software," she said. Lee says the bought three Galaxy S8s for herself and her family. One of them had the reddish display screen. She posted a photo in Instagram when a user dubbed the problematic phone the Cherry Blossom Edition. Yeah, I see a red-pink tint to it in the photo. When Lee brought it to the Samsung Service Center, she was told it was just a software problem, but she insisted for a replacement and was eventually offered one. The new one was even worse, she said, adding that the display's red tint makes her eyes tired. I adjusted the color balance on my phone, but I still can see the red color and it stands out too much. The rollout of Samsung's first high-end smartphone since the disaster over the phone Galaxy Note 7 is being closely watched. The company widely touted the Galaxy S8 display, a large curved screen that flows onto the phone's sides, and analysts said it was a huge selling point for the new device. Earlier this month, Samsung said its new digital assistant, Bixby, wouldn't be fully operational in time for the U.S. release of the S8. It's always the time-honored challenge for phone makers and even software makers to get things out there quickly. And so despite the immediate need for testing and being thorough, the opportunity cost is too great to not release something. The unfortunate part is companies like Samsung and Microsoft and Apple all rush their products to market because they have the ability now in this day and age to be able to update it rather quickly from over-the-air updates. Back when I first started programming, we didn't have such an opportunity. Now I sound like that guy who walks uphill both ways in snow. But you had to make sure that you got it right the first time, because the time involved in changing things over, the cost involved in changing things over, making a fix, was tremendous. Now computing power is so cheap that companies can make these quick snap decisions and react and just let it blow over. And that's unfortunate, because it's still, like it or not, frustrating to the customer who happens to deal with it. It's 10:15. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingtonRadio.com. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Type 8 words per minute. So what if instead of using imagined arm movements...
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Tech Today on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, and we just talked about the Samsung updating the screens for some of the users that are having some issues with some red tinting. One of the things that goes on with the release of Samsung is they split the year in half. The first half of the year, they release the Galaxy S series. The second half of the year, they release the Note series, the Galaxy S Note series. And for those of you who have bought your Galaxy S series phones, should be pretty happy with them, but there's some of us who still are waiting for the Note release. Now, we've had to wait an extra year because the Note 7 was a complete failure and it was taken off the market. But the S Note 8 apparently is being worked on, and I have a Yahoo article here that's telling us that Zach Epstein reports on the 25th that, behold, this Galaxy Note 8 blows the Galaxy S8 out of the water. Galaxy S8 and Galaxy S8 Plus were finally released this past Friday. Seems like the phones were already well on their way to becoming a smash hit. The South Korean electronics giant announced Monday morning that combined Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus pre-sales outsold Samsung's previous generation S7 and S7 Edge by 30%. As a quick reminder, the S7 and S7 Edge were Samsung's best-selling phones ever. If you picked up a new S8 on Friday or over the weekend, rest assured that you now hold the most stunning phones that have ever been existed. They're also two of the most powerful smartphones that have ever existed. In fact, there's almost nothing on earth that could possibly give you buyer's remorse, except an early adopter buys a new flagship phone. He or she knows that there will be a full year to wait and to save the money before an even better flagship iPhone launches. In Samsung's case, however, there is a much shorter buffer between flagship releases. In the first half of the year, Samsung updates the Galaxy S line. The Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus are the company's flagship smartphones for the first half of 2017. And as you read in our Galaxy S8 review, they're incredible. Then in the second half of 2017, Samsung will update its Note line with the all-new Galaxy Note 8. If the Note 8 looks anything like the pictures in this article, Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus owners should prepare to be very, very jealous. Graphic designer Muhan M. Bilal Aukborali teamed up with YouTube channel DBS, designing completely re-images Galaxy's Note series using design cues from the S8 along with rumors we've heard so far. The results, as you can see, are absolutely stunning. Unlike most concept smartphones we see out there, the Galaxy Note 8 is actually rooted in reality. It likely doesn't look exactly like the Note 8 Samsung will release later this year, but we're willing to bet that it's close. Hopefully Samsung sticks with the precedent set by the Galaxy S8, however, and ditches that distracting logo from the front of the phone. As for specs, Aukborali stays well within a realm of reality for sticking with the rumors. We've heard so far that the Note 8 should feature a huge 6.4-inch QHD Plus display and a screen-to-body ratio that's even better than 83% ratio to the Galaxy S8. Other expected specs include 6 gig of RAM, 64 gig or 120 gig of storage, microSD XC support, a new dual lens rear camera setup, and an iris scanner, and a huge 4,000 millionth battery that hopefully doesn't explode. So this is some pretty good specs right there. A 4,000 millionth battery to handle battery time. 64 and 128 gig of storage. Not too bad. I need the micro SD card because I do not want to run out of memory and want to shift data in, photos in, that type of stuff. And 6 gig of RAM to handle the number of apps that we'll be running. Not too shabby. So that should be out around August. Be prepared for that. Keeping our mobile phone theme right now, T-Mobile opened to merger talks and new subscribers, top estimates. April 24th, Yahoo Finance, Anja Athavali wrote this article, reporting on T-Mobile USA is open to merger talks after a federal ban expires this week. Number 3 U.S. wireless carrier said on Monday, as it reported, stronger than expected subscriber growth in the first quarter. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission barred merger talks among telecommunications companies for over a year as it conducted a $19.8 billion auction of the airwaves from broadcasters for wireless use. Companies taking part in the auction have been restrained by a quiet period that will end on April 27th, when down payments are due from winners. T-Mobile, the largest winner with an $8 billion bid, is widely expected to be one of the first to have such discussions. Quote, the inorganic and organic possibilities for the company are tremendous, said Chief Executive John Legere, said on the company's post-earnings conference call. We are interested in looking at some of the possibilities. Reuters reported on February that Sprint's controlling shareholder, SoftBank Group Corp., was positioning itself for deal talks with T-Mobile's top shareholder, Deutsche Telekom, once the airwaves auction had ended. Investors and analysts have said T-Mobile has other options, including staying independent or combining with companies such as Dish, Comcast, as it tries to improve the network. T-Mobile said earlier this month that its airwave purchase would enable it to compete in every single corner of the country. On the call, Legere said the satellite TV provider Dish had access to content and spectrum, and the Sprint has an awful lot of scale and a good customer base. T-Mobile has been gaining share from larger competitors AT&T and Verizon in a saturated U.S. wireless market through network improvements and lower prices. T-Mobile said it added 914,000 subscribers who pay bills monthly on a net basis. In the quarter ending on March 31st, down $1.04 billion in the year earlier period. Analysts on average had expected net additions of 847,000, according to market research firm FactSet Street Account. Churn, or customer defections, was 1.18%, compared with analyst estimates of 1.27%. Net income rose $698 million to 80 cents per share, $479 million, 56 per share was the previous year. Excluding items, earnings per share was 48 cents, while adjusted revenue was $9.61 billion. Analysts on average were expecting earnings at 35 cents per share on revenue $9.67 billion, according to Thomas Reuters. So the deal is that markets are going to be available because the auction is going to be over in 2 days. The problem is, in our particular area, when you get in the rural areas of Hunterdon County, you have to really look at the mapping of where these signals are. So what might work in Flemington might not work over in Delaware Township. So you have to be pretty vigilant about what you're trying to accomplish with your mobile phone if you're expecting to use it on a mobile device. Now remember, your mobile device can connect with Wi-Fi. Now, Comcast Xfinity has been providing a tremendous amount of Wi-Fi signals in its areas. I've downloaded a couple apps recently from Xfinity that show me and let me log on to them with my account, so I know I'm getting the right account. It's not open anymore. It's the right account because it's using the password and user ID that I use with Xfinity. So I'm getting that. So you might not necessarily need the coverage from Sprint and T-Mobile in your area if you can get to the Wi-Fi from your cable company or the hotspots, the open areas the cable companies are supplying. If you go through your map and you find out that for the most part you're going to be using your phone in metropolitan areas, then Sprint and T-Mobile are a slam dunk. It's an easier, much more value choice. The problem, like I said, is go and look at the maps and see that where you frequent, your phone is going to function properly. That's the balance. That's the bottom line. So if you happen to live in New York City, you got a lot of options. If you live in Hunterdon County, not so much. So start making your decisions in a very value-added mindset. We're going to take another break. News and weather coming up. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After expressing optimism there won't be a government shutdown on Friday, the White House press secretary has asked, can he guarantee that? His response?
I can't guarantee.
Here's more from correspondent Joe Gomez.
Presidential spokesman Sean Spicer won't guarantee there will not be a government shutdown at the end of the week.
The work that Director Mulvaney and others have made in these negotiations has been very positive. They feel very confident that won't happen.
The federal government runs out of money at week's end without a funding extension. One sticking point between Republicans and Democrats involves President Trump's request for money to start building a massive border wall.
However, last night, while meeting with conservative news outlets, the president said the fight over paying for the wall could wait till September. Former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue has been confirmed as Agriculture Secretary. He'll meet with President Trump and a group of farmers today. This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
Two inmates in Arkansas are dead in the first double execution in over 15 years. Marcel Williams and Jack Jones put to death last night by lethal injection. The two were among eight inmates Arkansas was planning to execute before a lethal injection drug expires at the end of this month. Several of those prisoners have received stays of execution. Last week, Liddell Lee was the first of the inmates on that list to be put to death. Arkansas with another execution scheduled for Thursday. Bill O'Reilly claiming the truth will come out about sexual harassment accusations that got him fired from Fox.
In a new episode of his No Spin News podcast, O'Reilly said that when the truth about the allegations comes out, his fans will be shaken. He said he was surprised that Fox News let him go over the allegations and is sad he's not on TV anymore.
That's Tom Roberts. Elton John's been released from a hospital where he'd been treated in recent days for a dangerous infection. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now, you can take charge of your own health. My listeners can get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
The nation's opioid abuse epidemic may be worse than reported, as new research by the CDC suggests the total number of deaths from opioid abuse has been underestimated. The latest figures show 91 people die from it every day. In a report presented yesterday, CDC researchers said autopsy reports on people who are prescribed opioids for pain sometimes note only the immediate cause of death, but they don't mention the opioid use. A U.S. Supreme Court decision opening the possibility that General Motors could face billions of dollars in additional consumer claims over faulty ignition switches. Here's Lisa Carter.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday let stand an earlier appellate court ruling that GM's 2009 bankruptcy did not mean it wasn't liable for prior cases that involved death, injury, or economic loss relating from faulty ignition switches. GM lawyers estimate the company could face as much as $10 billion in additional settlements if the hundreds of lawsuits filed over the switches are allowed to continue. Each plaintiff, though, will have to prove that the new GM should assume the old company's liability for damages. Lisa Carter.
And the Harrison County, Indiana Sheriff's Department and Medical Examiner have issued a statement saying it appears Happy Days star Erin Moran died from stage 4 cancer. They say no illegal drugs were found in her system. The 56-year-old was found dead at her home on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's 10:35. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntChamber.com. Moving on to social media. I've told numerous people, I've mentioned it even on this program, that Facebook is a huge source and pool of potential customers, listeners, friends, whatever your motive is, whatever your game is, whatever your goal is, 1.3 billion Facebook users out there. Well, and all the other social media combined do not come close to it. Well, this article here, although it's speculative at best, reports that that might not be the case. LinkedIn might actually be bigger than known or assumed. We'll see. This Yahoo Finance article says that LinkedIn claims half a billion users. Barb Darrow on Fortune April 24th wrote that as of Monday, LinkedIn, now owned by Microsoft, claimed 500 million users at its business-focused social network. That's up from 467 million figure it provided last October. Unlike some web properties, LinkedIn does not specify monthly or daily active users, just users in general. That's probably because many of those members go to the site sporadically, perhaps to update resumes or check out new job opportunities. Nor does the company break out how many of its users are paying customers as opposed to those who use a subset of the sales site's full services for free. The 500 million users come from more than 200 countries. LinkedIn lists more than 10 million active job posts and data on more than 9 million companies, according to a blog post by Adolf Awan, Vice President of Growth International Products for the Mountain View, California-based company. In June, Microsoft announced its $26.2 billion plan to acquire LinkedIn in a deal that closed last fall. In return for that big money, Microsoft gained access to a ton of data it can use to beef up its business software products. In particular, Microsoft Chief Executive Satya Nadella said the data will help boost Dynamics CRM software used by salespeople to create, track, and close sales deals. That plan caused consternation at sometimes partner, sometimes rival to Microsoft. Salesforce was also interested in buying LinkedIn, but was preempted by Microsoft. LinkedIn makes money from paid subscriptions from corporate human resources professionals and others who have to find, recruit, and hire skilled candidates. But the data comes in handy for a wide range of competitive analysis and related tasks. Journalists often use LinkedIn to research companies and employees, for example. A half a billion is a big number. But for comparison purposes, Facebook, which is trying to get more involved in business scenarios, in February said it was closing in on 2 billion users worldwide. At the same time, Twitter, the popular but troubled chat and messaging site, finished its fiscal year with 319 million users. See, so you could take Twitter and you could take Instagram and all those other ones, add them all up, you still won't get to the 2 billion number that Facebook is. And you know, as well as I do, that Facebook gets a lot of activity. But imagine this, right? So your Microsoft has a CRM, it's Dynamics, and it hooks into LinkedIn. So now you have the ability to prospect with a integration between the customer relationship management software and that whole list of people that are out there that might fit the need that you're looking for whatever you're trying to contact those individuals about. And you can funnel that list based on activity, based on stature, based on company, based on geography, and put it all together. Pretty cool. That's why Salesforce is a little bit disappointed by it. Back last Tuesday, as a matter of fact, I had Laura Cummins here from the Nine Dots Consulting and the Director of Events and Marketing at Hunter Chamber of Commerce talking to me about how to get to know your customer. Well, one of the ways to do it, she suggested, was a customer relationship management software, CRM. So now you can see why Microsoft purchased LinkedIn, because now it will be able to utilize its software and get the data into it quickly using LinkedIn. That's the game right there. That's the integration process that'll make it a lot easier. So that's pretty neat stuff. Of course, you realize that we need computers to do all this. Well, I got some unfortunate news that we got some more ransomware things hiding out there that I need to make you aware of. So let's talk about that. Ransomware is being hidden inside attachments of attachments. Patrick Allen, on yesterday at 7 o'clock, under security for Lifehacker, wrote this article. Says, ransomware attacks are getting more and more clever as the public gets wise to them. The latest involves hiding a malicious macro inside a Word document attached to a seemingly harmless PDF. The new ransomware campaign, highlighted by the Naked Security blog, works like this. You're sent a spam email with a PDF attachment, which should already be a red flag, but the PDF looks safe and clear for most antivirus apps. So right there, antivirus checks that PDF attachment and says, it's okay. So you're intrigued. You get that green light from your antivirus software, and you say, what could it hurt? The PDF has an attached document that Acrobat tries to open when you open the PDF. The document gets opened by Microsoft Word, then asks you to enable editing, but it's actually a social engineering attack trying to get you to enable a VBA macro. When you say yes to enable editing, the VBA macro runs, then downloads and runs the cryptid and ransomware Locky. By hiding the actual attack inside an attached document within another safe-looking document, ransomware attackers can get around most antivirus filters. Sophos Labs likens the approach to a Russian Matryoshka doll. Those are the nesting dolls. Hiding an attack within a file within a file. Fortunately, to avoid these types of attacks, you simply need to follow the same protocol you should have been following all along. With one caveat, be wary of email attachments, yes, but also don't fully rely on your security software when it says a suspicious file looks safe. Even if it looks like it's coming from a friend, take a few extra moments to make sure it's really them. Attackers have been getting better at masquerading as people you trust. You never enable macros and documents you receive via email. Microsoft keeps auto-execution of macros disabled by default, but don't let clever social engineering tricks get you to turn them back on. So, here's the deal. And they're right. What's happening is somebody gets access to an account of your friend. They go through your contact list and they send you a note. Now, some of these notes are terrible. The spelling's bad. There's a terrible grammar. There's no personalization to the email. So I'll get a note from a friend that says, "Hey, thought of you," or "Check this out. It's the latest." And it's just not the way that friend would write me a post. That's not the way that friend would write me an email. And, of course, there's no signature, which I recognize of each particular friend. And you see the attachment. What I do sometimes, though, is I do a reply. I do a reply, and then I can see the actual email that it's trying to go back to or where it came from. And you'll find out that it's really not your friend in the first place. And then I send a private note back to my friend and say, it looks like your account has been hacked again. Can you change the password? And they go back and they try and do it for you. So that's pretty much the way it works. So anything that you see, a PDF, do not open it if you don't recognize it as being normal from that particular individual. And now, please don't go on the premise that your antivirus software was smart enough to catch it, because it's nested within another application. All right, we're 10:45. We're going to take a break. Be right back. You're listening to Tech Today on ChamberRadio.com.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This is Tech Today, and you're listening to us on HuntingChamber.com. We're also on Soundcast, Shoutcast. We're on TuneIn, so you can check us on those apps as well. Speaking of apps, well, got an article here, fairly lengthy one. I'm just going to grab the highlights, but it's from Yahoo Tech. And it says, the article says, load your iPad with the best apps in every category. Written by Melanie Gokey of Digital Trends on the 25th. here is the list. I mean, there's write-ups in the middle of this, too. But I'd be here forever. So I'm just going to give you the real quick rundown on all these different categories and the apps that they suggest. Now, it's an iPad, so therefore they're suggesting that there's going to be a lot of video watching going on, but there's also apps as well. Movies, TVs, news, and sports, HBO Now, PBS Video, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Instant Video, IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, YouTube, Fandango to purchase your tickets, iTunes Movie Trailers, BuzzFeed, New York Times, I think that's a paid one, Feedly, The Washington Post, Bacon Reader for Reddit, Watch ESPN, NBA, CBS Sports, Scribd, Pocket Casts, Stitcher Radio, which we're not on, Spotify, which we're not on because they don't actually broadcast live radio, Pandora Radio, we're not on, iStop Motion, that's $10, Tractor DJ, GarageBand, that's worth $5. Audible is Audible Books. Kindle for your ebooks. iBooks. Comixalog. SimCity. Build It. SimCity Build It. Infinity Blade 3. Limbo, Bastion, some of these are like a dollar. Monument Valley is $3.99. Now I'm curious as to what that is. Some games are still offering an intense environment and difficult challenges. And then there's Monument Valley. It's an extraordinary, pleasant game with beautiful visuals, relaxing puzzles, and an odd retro vibe. Okay. The Room 2, Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft, Health and Fitness, Elevate Brain Training, Yoga Studio, My Fitness Pal, Calorie and Diet Tracker, 7-Minute Workout, Fitstar Personal Trainer, WebMD for iPad, First Aid by American Red Cross, Coach's Eye, Eye Practice Builder, here's Travel and Navigation, Airbnb, Bring Fido, which I guess is for pet-related lodging, Google Maps, TripIt, Kayak, which is very good to shop around airfares and hotels. HipMunk, Google Translate, in case you are going foreign place and need to translate things. My Taxi, My Topo Maps by Trimble Outdoors, Spyglass, Open Table for restaurants, Yelp for reviews, Zagat for reviews, or you could listen to the Hunter and Food Scout. StubHub for concert tickets. Around Me for other shops and stuff. Photography, art, social media, and communication. Google Photos. Taiyasoy Sketches. Forge, which is for sketching. Adobe Photoshop Sketch. Procreate, IM Plus Instant Messenger, Facebook, of course, Pinterest, Skype for iPad, WordPress, Tumblr, Day One, Work and Productivity, Omni Productivity Pack, Rombi Analytics, PDF Expert, SwiftKey Keyboard, DocScan HD, Mailbox, Opera Coast, Chrome, the browser, Fantastical 2, MyScript Calculator, Pimp Your Screen, Hotspot Shield Free VPN Proxy, which is very good for keeping stuff safe. Lookout, I have that on all of my devices. Not only does Lookout have scanning for viruses, it also has a lost my phone feature, but Find My iPhone is also available for iPhone and iPad. 3D Mark, Geekbench, Coda, Microsoft Word, got to read Word documents, Notability, Pages, Pocket, Khan Academy for learning, Duolingo, Sky Guide, I don't know, Google Sky is definitely, I think, pretty good. Dondi, it looks like fashion, deliveries, all recipes, dinner spinner, Epicurious recipes and shopping list, and there you go. That's a lot of stuff out there. Of course, there's other ones to suggest, but that's a good first start, isn't it? Of all the top categories of stuff for iPad. Now, that's just for iPad. Obviously, there's other options or limited options for iPad, but you can get better options or different options for Android. So be advised by that. Well, it's time for me to go. You've been listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll be back again next week. We're going to have to rewind some things about money because the Patton and Heidi team is up doing the Women's Business Summit, and our live show next will be La Salud Mental Importa with Lauren Feliciano. She'll be in at noon. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll talk to you next week. You listen to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After expressing optimism there won't be a government shutdown on Friday, the White House press secretary has asked, can he guarantee that? His response?
I can't guarantee.
Here's more from correspondent Joe Gomez.
Presidential spokesman Sean Spicer won't guarantee there will not be a government shutdown at the end of the week.
The work that Director Mulvaney and others have made in this in these negotiations has been very positive. They feel very confident that won't happen.
The federal government runs out of money at week's end without a funding extension. One sticking point between Republicans and Democrats involves President Trump's request for money to start building a massive border wall.
However, last night, while meeting with conservative news outlets, the president said the fight over paying for the wall could wait till September. Former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue has been confirmed as Agriculture Secretary. He'll meet with President Trump and a group of farmers today. This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel.